myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so till the day that you call me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right now.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. President Trump capped off his first week in office with a rally in Las Vegas last night promoting his plan to end the tax on tips.
We're going to end the economic suffering and stagnation and disaster of the past 4 years and create the four greatest years in the history of our country. That's what's going to happen.
Trump also responded to concerns his firing of at least 17 inspectors general violated the law. The president telling reporters while getting aboard Air Force One, it's a very standard thing to do. South Korean prosecutors have formally indicted President Yoon Suk-yeol, charging him with insurrection over his failed coup attempt in December. He was arrested 10 days ago after a prolonged standoff at his official residence. Yoon was the first South Korean president to face criminal charges while in office. And moments ago, Jannik Sinner has taken home the Australian Open Championship. This is ABC News.
The Bucks get clipped in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks began their West Coast trip with a loss to the Clippers last night, 127-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo led Milwaukee with 36 points.
In the fourth quarter, wasn't able to take care of the Bulls. Well, you know, they got momentum, and it was very hard for us to get back to the game. She got to do a better job, you know, next time when we're in that same position, just take care of the ball.
NFL, the NFC and AFC championship games going on. We'll recap them after the games. And is Aaron Rodgers ready to retire? Former Packers linebacker Clay Matthews on the Dan Patrick Show.
Watching him this year, you see those glimpses of, you know, what he has. And I thought for me it was pretty telling when he walked off the field with Devontae with his arm around him. And we remember when he walked off the field with Randall Cobb in Green Bay, what that meant. So we'll see if I'm reading into it too much, just being a fanboy or what's going to happen. But so I'd love to see
you think he's going to play one more year.
I think he should play one more year. Do I think he will? I don't know.
That's Clay Matthews with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine today, but breezy southwest winds over 25, highs in the lower 20s. A few clouds around the area tonight, lows in the middle teens, still breezy. On Monday, there will be a chance of flurries, highs of the lower 30s.
It's zero at our studios.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com. Or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
This week on Viewpoints.
It had great economic and urban planning related and some political importance, especially outside the U.S.
the surprising effects of Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour. Then,
there are shipwrecks in cornfields in Kansas. There are wrecks in the deserts of Namibia. There was even a wreck found under the wreckage of the Twin Towers on 9/11.
Uncovering the lost ships of the past. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
You okay?
I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa!
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This December, pop star Taylor Swift's record-breaking world tour came to a close. For almost 2 years, the singer-songwriter has traveled to 51 cities and 21 countries and played in front of more than 10 million fans worldwide. The Eras Tour brought in a whopping $2.2 billion in revenue and is now considered the highest-grossing tour of all time. By the numbers alone, it shook the global music market, but now economists and others are beginning to unpack its larger cultural implications.
The music was great. That's why I like it. Its artistic and social importance. Beyond that, it had great economic and urban planning related and some political importance, especially outside the U.S. It had a great deal of economic impact in terms of creating jobs and getting money circulating and creating tourism for the cities that got Eras Tour shows.
That's Stephanie Burt, the Donald and Catherine Loker Professor of English at Harvard University. Last spring, Burt taught a new course called Taylor Swift and Her World. She says Swift's tour stopped in 23 U.S. cities and many saw a significant boost to their local economies. Take Cincinnati, for example. City officials estimate the Eras Tour generated $92 million in economic activity. And in major metropolitan areas like Los Angeles and London, that number is estimated to be more than $300 million. But how could one tour and one artist drive this much activity?
Any of the restaurants, hair and nail salons, any of these type of vendors or establishments that were around the stadiums benefited. Any restaurants that were around the stadiums benefited. And a lot of people traveled for the Eras Tour. So you had additional sales in gasoline and airfare. You had additional hotel sales that really skyrocketed. A lot of the hotels in cities where the Eras Tour was happening were almost at, if not at, full capacity when the tour was here. And then you had this ripple effect. You had arts and crafts stores selling out of beads to make friendship bracelets. You had a lot of Etsy stores and Amazon selling out of, you know, shiny, glittery outfits, and people were trying to figure out what they wanted to wear when they attended the concert. So the impact was pretty massive.
That's Misty Hagunas, Associate Professor of Economics and Public Affairs at the University of Kansas. She's also the author of the upcoming book Swiftenomics, Women in Today's Economy. In fact, the economic impact of the tour was so profound, some world leaders stepped in to make sure it came to their country. Burt says one nation even gave the pop star an undisclosed sum of money to make sure they were the only tour stop in the region.
There were a number of Singapore shows. And the reason that there were so many Singapore shows and there were not shows in Japan or the Philippines, the Singaporean government made deals with the Taylor people about money and publicity and security. And it was quite the regional coup. Similarly, when the initial Iris tour itinerary was announced and there were no stops in Canada, Prime Minister Trudeau indicated very publicly that many Canadians wanted Taylor there.
Ultimately, Swift did add Vancouver and Toronto to the final leg of her tour, but despite the financial boost that many cities got from hosting Swift and her fans, the effects weren't all positive, especially for consumers. When tickets first went on sale in 2022, overwhelming demand caused websites like Ticketmaster to malfunction. Millions of people waited hours in online queues just for the site to crash or freeze. Others made it through the line only to find that bots had bought up the majority of the tickets and were already reselling them for thousands of dollars. That meant the resale market was the only option for some fans, and that meant spending well beyond their means, or even going into debt to do so. But while the Eras Tour may have led to some poor financial decisions, is it fair to lay the blame with Swift? Hegunas says maybe not.
Economists would tell you no. You know, there's a market for things, and there's a price at which people are willing to sell, and there's a price at which people are willing to buy. And if those two don't agree, then an exchange will not happen. At the end of the day, we have to believe that people understand what they're doing with their money, and they're making choices based on their preferences. And if they didn't find value in purchasing an extremely high ticket to go see an amazing concert, then they wouldn't have purchased the ticket in the first place.
One positive? This fiasco drew attention to the fact that Ticketmaster is a monopoly. And after the company showed that it wasn't prepared to handle the demand for an event of this size, Congress decided to step in.
The challenge created there, which was partly a consequence of unexpected demand overwhelming a server, and partly a consequence of the lack of incentives to serve customers well, in a market dominated by a monopoly for large events, Ticketmaster. The difficulties that consumers had in getting tickets produced congressional hearings and produced greater consumer awareness that this isn't just a, well, technology is still evolving problem. This is an antitrust problem. Monopolies and near monopolies have very little reason to improve customer service. For reasons that have nothing to do with Taylor or with pop music and everything to do with the shape of American politics.
Following the congressional hearings, the U.S. Department of Justice filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster and its partner, Live Nation. The two ticketing companies joined forces in 2010, but now the Justice Department is calling for a dissolution of the merger. The impact of the Eras Tour on both the music industry and millions of fans worldwide is undeniable. So much so that Swift was named Time's Person of the Year in 2023. As this chapter comes to a close, people are reflecting on what made it such a groundbreaking cultural phenomenon. Hegunas credits this to what she calls a perfect storm.
Taylor Swift is very authentic. The fact that she's writing and singing stories that speak to the human core, and the fact that she does dedicate time and space to really connect with her fans. You know, all of those things combined with the increased purchasing power that women and young women have in today's economy, on top of the fact that we had a pandemic and people were itching to get out of their house. Like, all of it was just such a perfect storm.
To find out more about Misty Hegunas, Stephanie Bird, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. You can find Hegunas' book, Swiftynomics, Women in Today's Economy, on Amazon later this year. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galante. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zavari. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Coming up, exploring the forgotten ships and stories of historic shipwrecks when Viewpoints returns.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Light a candle, pour some wine. Grab a roll, the soft kind for a little me time. Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear. Wavy edges for my rear. So let the softness caress your soul. Just relax, you're on a roll. Let her rip. Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear.
Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear has the same softness you love. Now with wavy edges that tear better than the leading one-ply brand. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maracas, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent maracas smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
When most people plan on heading somewhere new, they think of planes, trains, or cars. But for hundreds of years, the main way to travel long distances was by boat. The first large passenger ship was built in 1831. It was a steamship called the SS Royal William and could hold around 150 passengers. But this is nothing compared to the biggest cruise liner in the world today. The Icon of the Seas, which has 4 times the volume of the Titanic. At max capacity, it can hold more than 7,600 passengers and crew. There's no doubt that these floating cities are a man-made marvel, but they're not the only massive ships out there. From container ships to aircraft carriers, there are several types of large vessels for different purposes. But what happens when they outlive their operational life? Well, nearly all of them end up in the sea.
Crews go in and remove everything valuable. They melt down some valuable material. And then the cheapest and easiest thing to do with the ship is just to tow it somewhere in deep water and sink it. And sometimes it's done for the purpose of coral reef making, to make an artificial reef that coral can grow on and fish could live in. And sometimes it's just done to get rid of the boat. And that's been the main trajectory of most boats that don't become reefs, that don't become diving spots. They just become ocean trash.
That's Daniel Stone, author of the book Sinkable: Obsession, the Deep Sea, and the Shipwreck of the Titanic. For several years, he studied shipwrecks that were sunk intentionally and those like the Titanic that met their end too early. There are an estimated 3 million shipwrecks lying deep below, according to the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, better known as UNESCO. Stone says that as the climate evolves, more and more wrecks are being found in unusual places.
There are shipwrecks in cornfields in Kansas. There are wrecks in the deserts of Namibia. There was even a wreck found under the wreckage of the Twin Towers on 9/11 as fill that was built to fortify New York City in the early days of that city. So there are wrecks all over the world. At any point, wherever you are, you're probably not more than a couple miles from a wreck.
You might be thinking, why are some of these wrecks being found underground or on land? Stone says there could have been a river or a body of water in those spots in the past, or the ship may have ended up there due to human error.
A lot of wrecks, especially on land, happen when captains, some of them incapacitated, maybe drunk, got snagged on some rocks and the ship takes on water and everyone bails out. Other wrecks are just abandoned on land. A lot of the city of San Francisco is built upon old wrecks that were sailed to San Francisco for the California Gold Rush, abandoned by prospectors, and then crunched down and turned into fill that expanded the city northward. That's true with a lot of kind of old cities where people sailed boats looking for new lives and had no use for their old ships anymore, and they became wrecks under the foot of people walking today.
For many experienced divers, it's an adventure to swim through these structures, documenting unseen history or discovering new treasures.
One of the best preserved ships is the Calvin Coolidge that sank in the Pacific, that every day of the year you can still swim through and see soldiers' uniforms, their notebooks and diaries, some of the wine bottles on board, and the great ornate decorations on the Coolidge.
While there are thousands of interesting shipwrecks, there are only a handful that have gained widespread notoriety, one of them being the notorious Titanic. So what made this tragedy stand out from all of the others?
It's not the most unique ship. Ships had been built big for decades. Ships had carried rich people for a long time. Ships had been considered unsinkable, and they had been hitting icebergs for many decades before the Titanic. So what was it about the Titanic that made this one into this superstar wreck of all time? And I realized it's a weird quirk of math, of numbers. Basically, 1,500 people died aboard the Titanic, but 700 people lived. And it's those 700 that were mostly young women and children who lived another 50, 60, 70 years telling and retelling the story of the Titanic and where it went and what it did and every detail that just swirled around and around and around.
And let's not forget all of the pop culture adaptations. First, there was the 1955 film and book about the final night of the voyage, called A Night to Remember. Then, of course, there was the 1997 blockbuster hit Titanic, which is still keeping the story alive to this day. But most people may not know that the ship itself was missing for 73 years after it sank. It wasn't until 1985 that scientists found its resting place.
The Titanic today looks nothing like what it did when it sailed. And that's because most of it fell apart. The Titanic broke in two, we know, on the surface. The bow fell first. And by the time it hit the ocean floor, it was going almost 30 miles an hour. And it hit the floor almost like a missile and kind of exploded. There's still a structure to the Titanic, but not much structural integrity to it. So when you go down to the wreck site, as some people do now, what you see is kind of a pile of wreckage, two distinct piles, the bow and the stern, and five different debris fields, they call them, of different components and wreckage that have been strewn all over the place. And seeing exactly where all of that wreckage ended up helps engineers kind of reverse engineer how it all started and how exactly it sank on the seafloor.
Despite the fact that the Titanic looks nothing like its former self, the site has still drawn thousands of visitors. Sadly, this has led to the area becoming polluted.
People on the surface who have dropped things, people who have gone down with ballast of, you know, heavy chains that drop them. So there's a lot more trash around the wreck site, especially padlocks, as we know, kind of lovers like to leave in special places. A lot of padlocks around the Titanic wreck site now, too.
While some wrecks, like the Titanic, have gained an enormous following, Stone hopes to shed light on others that have equally interesting backstories.
In 1911, the SS Waratah went down near Australia, and the Waratah is often considered Australia's Titanic. It's almost the exact same size ship, killed a lot of people in almost the same year. The Waratah has never been found and really has this cultural lore to it also. But the most ships that are sought after are the ones carrying gold and silver. And there's a lot of these too. The most valuable one is called the Flor de la Mar that sank in 1511, taking gold from India and Malaysia back to Portugal. It sank near Sumatra in Indonesia and is believed to have been carrying about $2 billion worth of gold with a B. It's still missing Many people have tried to find it, but no one has yet.
Who knows? Your next hobby might be unearthing shipwrecks filled with treasure. Whether that sounds interesting or not, Stone says these structures are fascinating pieces of history that each tell a different story. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Daniel Stone, visit viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out his book, Sinkable: Obsession, the Deep Sea, and the Shipwreck of the Titanic. This segment originally aired in 2022 and was written by executive producer Amira Zaveri. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our studio engineer is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the Mac and Cheese Bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville Hot Loaded Fry Bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Americans have been feeling the squeeze when it comes to paying for basic goods and services. What's even more frustrating is the surprise appearance of extra fees at checkout. These unexpected charges have a nickname, junk fees, and now the Federal Trade Commission is taking action to address them. In December, the FTC announced a so-called junk fee rule, which prohibits shady pricing tactics used to hide costs across various industries, including live event ticketing, hotels, and vacation rentals. The rule came after a 55-page report revealed that consumers are paying billions of dollars a year in unnecessary bait-and-switch or surprise charges that inflate prices while adding little to no value. For example, from 2018 to 2023, 5 U.S. airlines made more than $12 billion on seat selection fees. According to a Senate subcommittee report, United Airlines charged as much as $319 for extra legroom seats, while Delta charged as much as $264. The junk fees rule also requires businesses to advertise their total pricing upfront and to be transparent about all fees, including shipping and taxes, before the consumer enters their payment information. The FTC estimates that the rule will save consumers up to 53 million hours per year of wasted time. The agency estimates this time savings is the equivalent of more than $11 billion over the next decade. The impact on our wallets remain to be seen, but at least consumers can expect greater transparency, allowing them to make more informed shopping decisions. And that's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. On his song Wristwatch, singer-songwriter MJ Lenderman combines traditional country and rock music instrumentation with very modern lyrics about an Apple Watch. In the song, Lenderman boasts of his material possessions, possessions that are supposed to make up for his loneliness. "I've got a houseboat docked at the Himbo Dome," he sings, "and a wristwatch that's a pocket knife and a megaphone, and a wristwatch that tells me I'm on my own." It's a lament straight from the 2020s, and it rocks. It's Lenderman's marriage of indie rock sounds and modern internet and sports-pilled 20-something lyricism that first pulled me into his music. Across his solo discography, Lenderman has songs full of references you might not expect. He sings about Six Flags, Dan Marino, overeating at a fair, catching up on his TV, and of course his technologically advanced wristwatch. But Lenderman is also an instrumental wonder kid. For instance, he's played drums for Indigo D'Souza and guitar for Wednesday. So all of those modern lyrics, songs about shoe deals and Michael Jordan, are laid over some of the best pure rock instrumentals we've heard in years. Another thing about MJ Lenderman is the guy has work ethic. Since 2019, Lenderman has released 4 studio albums and a live album as a solo artist while continuing to play in the band Wednesday. His latest solo album, called Manning Fireworks, features the song Wristwatch as well as She's Leaving You, which has managed to hit on the Billboard US Rock Airplay chart. What's clear is that Lenderman is a music superstar on the rise, and 2025 could be the biggest year yet for the Asheville, North Carolina native. MJ Lenderman's music, including Wristwatch and She's Leaving You, is available now. I'm Evan Rook.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing. Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One Bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Tanya Hart, host of Hollywood Live. Right now, World Central Kitchen is on the ground in Southern California, supporting first responders and families impacted by the wildfires. Their teams are delivering fresh meals and water where it's needed most, with WCK Chef Corps members standing by to provide comfort through nourishing food. They're always first on the front lines during crisis. Join me in helping. Visit donate.wck.org to help in the relief effort.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. A new year and a positive outlook for ice anglers. Following the warm-up and rain that took the snow off the ice on the lakes, bitter cold has moved in to build our ice base. A couple light dustings of snow have all but blown off with the recent winds. Creepers are a must. Our local emergency room reportedly had 90 cases of people falling and being hurt in one day. Be very cautious. Fishing took a bit of a dip from the previous weekend, but not surprisingly. Last weekend was a new moon period, plus the very warm temperatures, followed by cold sub-zero plus wind has thinned out the ice crowd for the time being. Crappie fishing has been very good to good, been best over basins of 18 to 23 feet. The roaming schools have been taking waxies on rattling castmasters and Tika Flash. Minnows on tip downs, tough in single digit weather, but lots of catches reporting 9 to 11 inch eaters with slabs to 14 and a half. Some crappies have been found in weeds mixed with the gills, but these fish seem to be reluctant to bite. Fishing has been best on tiny jigs numbered 12 to number 10, tipped with pink and bubblegum plastics. Walleye fishing has been good to fair. Action has slowed and reports of light biters picking up tip-up baits, moving a bit, then dropping, is a sign that smaller bait, such as small shiners, smaller suckers, or large fatheads on number 12 trebles would be a better setup. But despite that, still some very nice walleyes have been caught. The cold snap may have had a lot to do with the recent reluctance. With ice thickness reports of 10 to 13 inches and building, the lakes are booming. This coming weekend should provide even better access. Snowmobiles, ATVs, and UTVs are fine, and we should have safe truck travel once lakes reach 14 to 15 inches of ice. There's little snow in the forecast and mild temps for the 20s for the weekend. This has been Nate with your Kurtz Island Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tessnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text FORCE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text FORCE to 42424. That's FORCE to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine today, but breezy southwest winds over 25, highs in the lower 20s. A few clouds around the area tonight, lows in the middle teens, still breezy. On Monday, there will be a chance of flurries, highs of the lower 30s. It's zero at our studios.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. She's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer.
I love you.
country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that.
Too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
I just wanna love someone.
just wanna love somebody.
Country.
Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove Mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called Mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were alright. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when Daddy'd hang up, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and loving, jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the bin. Well, it was bound to happen one night of death. Papa came home and it was just a skit. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, well, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for Mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Oh, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never had the brakes and he was shifting gear. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and mother jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen.
To me. light, the cool in the rain, the spark in your eye, the answer to your prayer and the faith that sets you free, then I'd be what you mean to me. What you see, and that'd be what you mean to me. What you mean to me. And oh, all of this talking makes you laugh, but I've gotta let you know just how I feel while I'm still head in this crowded room. The lights down low, dancing slow. Oh, if falling's how you feel, and perfect's what you see, then I'd be what you mean to me. Yeah, falling's how you feel, and perfect's what you see, then I'd be what you mean. What you mean to me. Oh, be what you mean, what you mean, what you mean, what you mean to me.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for it.
I love
98Q Country.
Center of his whole world.
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump touting his no tax on tips plan at a rally last night in Las Vegas, a city heavily dependent on the service industry.
I spoke to many of the supporters here earlier who told me that this policy would make a big difference in putting more money in their pockets. But it's unclear if this would get through Congress, given concerns about how it would increase the debt and also concerns that it would be unfair to workers who don't make tips.
ABC's senior White House correspondent Selena Wang traveling with the president. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol has been indicted on charges of leading an insurrection. That, according to leaders of that country's opposition party. Yoon declared martial law in the country last month, which was struck down by South Korea's assembly hours later. He's the first sitting president to face criminal charges while in office.